CDETB Newsletter May 2014. Walk the red carpet with the SEC. Read about what our Sports and Cultural Council, SCC, has to offer to students in art, dance, film, drama, and sport in the May edition of the CDETB Newsletter. And get the latest news from Kyle Moore College, Youthreach, in Chicago, FE, Carlos Dole CFE in Pages, Head Office, the CDETB Prison Education Service, Carlos Tien, and much more. Walk the Red Carpet membership of our Sports and Cultural Council, SCC, is open to every student who enrolls in a full-time course in our organization. Membership provides invaluable opportunities for adventure, fun, stimulation, excitement, and accomplishment. It is my honor as CEO of CDETB to be president of the SCC. In this newsletter, I want to draw particular attention to the work that the council does. The SCC encapsulates a remarkable tradition of volunteerism among educators in our organization that has existed since 1935. For 8 decades now, our teachers have worked outside of the classroom to promote sporting and cultural activities to our students. The SCC calendar has adapted and changed over the decades to meet the ever-changing and diverse needs of students in this city. The calendar not only complements the curriculum, but enhances what goes on in our classrooms by helping to develop a sense of commitment, discipline, and team spirit. Becoming involved also develops creativity, courage, ambition, and a host of other skills among our students. This year, the SCC Art Exhibition, traditionally hosted in Cabra Community College, was mounted by Principal Kathy Jones and her team in the atrium of the Dublin City Civic Offices on the 2nd of April. SCC wanted the students' work to meet a wider audience. We wanted to put the exciting mix of painting, sculpture, ceramics, print, drawing, mixed media and craft on a city center stage. We know that the educational experience isn't just a classroom experience, it's a whole school or whole college experience. We also know that the student who is brave enough to turn up in a boxing ring walks a bit taller next day. We wanted the student who puts their art on show to have the same experience. The event was launched by former Ballyfermot CFE student Nicky Fallon, who directed the short film Granny O'Grim Sleeping Beauty, which was nominated for an Oscar in 2010. Nicky was clearly impressed with the quality of the work he saw. He was also struck by the commitment and enthusiasm of the students present, who ranged in age from the very young to the young at heart. Nicky described his sense of excitement when he first went to college and discovered that instead of doodling in the margins of his copybook, he could now proceed with this all day long and develop his skill to its full potential. In his case, his journey led to him to an Oscar nomination, where he found himself walking the most famous red carpet in the world. He clearly believed, however, that today's journey was just as important to the artist. His message to the audience was clear. It is the same message that the SCC has been relaying over 8 decades. Find what you love, train to become good at it, and you will experience immense satisfaction. In this newsletter, Louise Brown writes about the award winners that walked the imaginary red carpet that day on the 2nd of April in the civic offices. Louise also writes about sport. The SCC sports legacy goes right back to 1935, and has been driven by a solid core of talented teachers who bring out spectacular results in their students, and this year is no exception. Michelle Cahill, who teaches dance and choreography at Mirino and Carlos Dole CFE, writes about an SCC day of dance workshops on the 1st of April, which gave an invaluable opportunity to students to meet working artists, learn more about their vocation, and develop their appreciation for dance. Trevor Fehin, who teaches in the media department at St. Kevin's College, writes about film. He describes an event on Sunday 23 March when work produced by CDETB colleges was publicly showcased in competition outside the college system, as part of the International Silk Road Film Festival 2014. Christine Falls, a former actress with the original Project Arts Theatre Company, is the cultural representative for the SCC in Mirino. She writes about a theater workshop she organized in March facilitated by ABBY actors including Lauren Cranach and our SCC secretary Jared Flanagan remembers his experience of that workshop. And, of course, the arts are very much in evidence in the rest of the newsletter. Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gilt-Atched, Jim Edina Hunt-ED, was clearly impressed with the cast of Midsummer Night's Dream, and with the range of arts on display, when he visited the Inchicore CFE Open Day for 2014. Roisin Ingle from the Irish Times, was also clearly impressed with Merino CFE's vital contribution to the Five Lamps Festival, when she launched this year's festival on the 27th of March. It is very important to capture pictorially what we do. Photographs in this newsletter are courtesy of Steve Perry from the SCC, and from staff and students across the organization. If you are interested in becoming involved in the SCC, contact Jared Flanagan at scc@cdetb.ie or 087-7377693. He will be delighted to hear from you. I want to sincerely commend every educator past and present who contributes to the invaluable work of the SCC, and to especially thank those who contributed to this newsletter. Sincerely, Jacinta Stewart, President SCC. The SCC Art Exhibition 2014 by Louise Brown. The City of Dublin Education and Training Board SCC Art Exhibition portrayed a wonderful expression of creative skills in visual forms such as drawings, paintings, ceramics, and sculptures as it took its pride of place in the Dublin City Council civic offices in the heart of Dublin City. One of the things we were anxious to do was to show the city what the City of Dublin ETB and the Sports and Cultural Council has to offer, said Jacinta Stewart, CEO, City of Dublin Education and Training Board. You become very conscious, I think, as a teacher, that it is hugely important that people like what they do, and our job is to give people the opportunity, across a whole range of venues, to develop their talents. So our job is to discover people's creativity, to help develop it, and to bring out as much talent as we can. Tonight there's sculptures, ceramics, design, art and there's interior design. It's a wonderful exhibition, said Stewart, who officially opened the exhibition. One of the things we were anxious to do was to show the city what the City of Dublin ETB and the Sports and Cultural Council has to offer. The art competition was open to a wide array of students from around 22 schools, various outreach centers, education centers and a range of adult education programs within the CDETB. Guest of Honor Nikki Fallon, director of Granny O'Grim Sleeping Beauty, that was nominated for an Oscar for Best Animated Short Film in 2010, remarked, "There's really beautiful work on show, a few pieces I wouldn't mind taking home myself, to be honest." The former Ballyfermot CFE student added, "I think it's a great night and it's a great incentive to bring the art into the public space, so a lot of people can see it, and, I again reiterate, that we are very lucky in Dublin, to have these sorts of things available for people in sports and creativity." Kathy Jones, Principal Cabra Community College, announced the prize winners and awards recipients to a large enthusiastic crowd that had earlier been entertained by the Kyle Moore College String Ensemble in the foyer of the civic offices. "So our job is to discover people's creativity, to help develop it, and to bring out as much talent as we can. Tonight there's sculptures, ceramics, design, art and there's interior design. It's a wonderful exhibition." One of the top prizes of the evening, the CDETB SCC Creative Bursary Award, went to Kira Vatamanuka of Whitehall CFE. "I didn't expect that I would win. I'm really happy. And I'm happy that I have an opportunity to study in Whitehall CFE, and I have great teachers. I think it's a great night and it's a great incentive to bring the art into the public space so a lot of people can see it. And my group is fantastic, because I'm from Latvia, and I had a problem with language, so they supported me, and they are helping me all the time, so I'm very happy to be in this college. They're a great team," said a delighted Vatamanuka. Tamara Alroinen of Presentation College, Terran Ure, walked away with the CDETB SCC Creative Bursary Under 18 Award, after claiming the Transition Year Second Level First Painting Prize. It feels really good. It was unexpected for me as well. I wasn't planning for it. I only knew about the competition 4 days before, so I didn't have much time to think. So my teacher said that maybe I'll just put in any painting that I did in class, so I was like, okay, let's give it a try. So when the results came out, I was really surprised and really happy about it. So just go for it and give it a go, because you never know what the results will be. Said Aronne. Whitehall College student and Mulrooney was also awarded the CDETBSCC Creative Bursary Over 18 Award for her canvas painting of bright colored flowers and butterflies. The Kennedy Canvas Award went to an elated Syra Byrne. It's a great feeling to actually win something. I'll probably just work a normal job and keep art as something that I can do on the side and have it as an escape. Always keep it as a hobby that I love to do. Prefer it at the moment on the side, but I still have it as an option for college as well. The overall CDETBSCC Creative College of the Year Under 18 went to Presentation College, Terenure. Whitehall College won the CDETBSCC Creative College of the Year Over 18, while Cabra Adult Education Art Classes won the Viking Award. It's a great feeling to actually win something. Jared Flanagan, Honorary Secretary of the SCC, was also in attendance, very delighted with the event. It's just a fantastic testament to the artistic powerhouse that is the CDETB, with the range of students and the fantastic quality all the way through it, said Flanagan. Cabra Community College first year students won the Group Art and Craft Prize for their creative green medieval castle made with recyclable materials. Leslie Manning, also of Cabra CC, sculpture titled Stars and Angels, won first sculpture with Darren Callan and adding the Adult Leaving Cert first drawing prize for Cabra Community College. Adult education prizes went to Carmel Wilson, Caroline Creer and Sheila Mullen, with special mention going to Brian McCoy, Paul Sheridan, Anna Maguire and Vera Duntrell. Winners from Youthreach included James Darley, Erica Farrell and Dean Fuller from Ballymun Youthreach, Shia McKenna, Tony Lee Daly, and Kevin Bray from Crumlin, Lynn Narlan, Cabra, Laura Bennett, Pleasant Street, Eric Mooney of North Great George's Street, and special mention to Jade Riddy of Ballymun Youthreach. In the first year, second level category honors went to Isomit Ryan, Christine and Bashvili, Asma McLaughlin and Amina Ganem of Presentation College, Terenure, Brian Coombs, Kyle Moore College, Ruba Alsgian, Margaret Alleywood and Michael O'Donnell from St. Thomas Education Center. The second year, second level prize winners included Luigi D. Niles and Marissa Fitzgerald of Carlos Dole, Kyle Graham of Ringsend College, Jessica Sommers, Lee Raymond and Nathan O'Connor of Kyle Moore College, Irene Collins and Amina Kavingilite of Mirano College, and Lucy Pedder and Nick Astrobus of Presentation College, Terenure, with Ringsend College taking the first group prize. It was double delight for Darren McDonagh and Martin McDonagh of St. Thomas Education Center, who won first prize in print and drawing respectively. Lakja Pilarek won first for Mirano College in third year, second level. Transition year, second level prizes went to Carlos Dole's Luke Impenstall and Margaret Alleywood's Deborah Dickinson. Presentation College's Nina Bradley, Niamh Moran, Anna Keane, Sorina Pieper and Emus Thlgaitite, Mirino's Collywoods and Michela McCarthy, Melissa Desmond and Scene Hunt of Collazidjule all tasted success. The post-leaving certificate and education center saw achievements go to Whitehall College's Ender O'Connor, Rob Crane, Judith Lennon, Marta Rozig, Kat Orspelacy and Svitlana Trisilova, Morgane Gendon and Fergus McQuillan of Carlos Dole, Crumlin College's Pamela O'Hanlon, Amy Linham, Liberties College's Claudia Gdermadian, Pathways Abderrahim Aaron Rahin and Luke Kearns. After another highly successful event in the CDETBSCC calendar year, Kathy Jones, an inspirational figure in organizing the annual arts exhibition, commented, "I think it went very well. I'm very happy with it, just delighted at the turnout, delighted that people looked happy, and they seemed to enjoy the night. The standard was excellent, especially from some of the colleges that really outdid themselves. But even the students, that just tried to do what they could and put an entry in, and that's what it's all about, and that they could achieve something here, which is great. I think it went very well. I'm very happy with it, just delighted at the turnout, delighted that people looked happy and they seemed to enjoy the night. A Day of Dance by Michelle Cahill. A Day of Dance on the 1st of April was initiated by Merino CFE in association with the SCC. The aim of this event was to promote the appreciation of the art of dance through active participation in workshops and informal studio presentations and to build an awareness of dance as a vocation. Workshops were free to CDETB registered students across the city. The artists chosen were Kathleen Doherty, independent dance artist, and Lisa Tyrrell, artistic director of Why Not Dance Company. Kathleen started off our day together. Kathleen has refined her practice to what she calls floor-flying dance. She immediately put us at ease as we focused on breath, and building up energy, and connecting with a group. Kathleen uses imagery to achieve certain qualities of movement, and it allows participants to interpret ideas. We particularly enjoyed sliding across the floor, as if it was covered in chocolate. The pace quickened, and Kathleen had us rolling at speed across the floor. These techniques form the basis of her work, which we would see later in her solo performance. Kathleen's work is challenging, and requires strength and focus. If there is one valuable lesson learned from taking her workshop, it is not to judge yourself while improvising. There is no right or wrong. Our second workshop was with Lisa Tyrrell. Her warm-up focused on core strength and stability, yet encouraging performance element throughout, such as sharp focus and clarity in rhythm. Lisa is a generous teacher, and she provided tips to each and every one of us in the workshop. We moved on to learn calling king steps of jazz dance and phrases from her own choreography. Lisa stressed the importance of good technical skills and correct body alignment for dance, and also to adopt as good practice in our everyday lives. After lunch, Kathleen presented her solo work Chasing Shadows. This is an exquisite piece set to an ambient sound score. Kathleen, dressed in earthy tones, had us spellbound as she pushed through the space with such force, as if flying across the floor. In contrast, Lisa and a quintet from Why Not Dance Company presented Street Fun. The dancers, dressed in vibrant colors, gave us a performance about the joy of dancing, and how it can bring out the best in us. The choreography was really exciting, with solos, duets, and slick sharp phrases in unison. Not to judge yourself while improvising. There is no right or wrong. Following the performances, there was a short Q&A between the students and the performers. It was clear that the workshop experience earlier was of huge benefit to the students, and they appreciated the work, skills, and practice that go into performance. As a teacher of dance and choreography on a theater performance course, I felt this was invaluable to my students. To have an opportunity to meet working artists, learn more about their vocation, and to develop their appreciation for dance. It reinforces and echoes what I'm teaching them on a weekly basis, and hopefully inspires them as they embark on their journey as performers and creative artists. Special thanks to the SCC for making this happen, and I hope to build on this event in the future. Michelle Cahill teaches FETOC and BTEC modules in dance and choreography at Merino College of Further Education and Carlos Gile CFE part-time. She is also an independent dance artist. The Silk Road Film Festival. By Trevor Fehin. On Sunday, March 23, a very unique event took place at the Button Factory in Temple Bar. A large crowd had gathered, seated in an atmospheric and dimly lit space, facing a state-of-the-art sound-slash-projector screen on a raised stage, to view and appreciate students' works in short film, documentary, and animations. What made this an exclusive evening was that for the first time the work produced by CDETB colleges would be publicly showcased in competition outside the college system, as part of the International Silk Road Film Festival 2014. How did this occasion come about? As a tutor within the media department of St. Kevin's College, Crumlin, I was in discussion with Carla Mooney, along with her brother Delwyn, a former student of our media course, who both run a very successful production company, Cardle Entertainment. During this conversation, I had stated my disappointment that such is the high quality of the student/tutor work being produced within the CDETB, that it is a pity it cannot get the full recognition it deserves publicly, and on a higher platform from those with industry network connections. This is where the idea came about for a competition, to be organized exclusively as part of the film festival, that they have founded. A huge credit must go to Jared Flanagan for bringing on board the SEC and its members to support and fund this event. Colleges represented in competition would be St. Kevin's College, Liberty CFE, Carlisle Dolly CFE, the Irish School of Animation and Ballyfermot CFE. Two winning pieces would be selected on the night with the prize of a chance to showcase their work in the International Shorts competition held at Notre Dame University in Lebanon. Their work will represent the CDETB against selections from all over the world. A total of 18 separate student works were presented on the evening in three categories: animation, documentary and fiction. I must thank my colleague Michael Collier, who timelined and collected all the submissions from the various colleges and put them together. The night itself was a great success. Friends, family slash past students and members of the public were awarded to an eclectic showing of pieces that were of a professional standard and both engaging slash informative and some highly entertaining. This, to me, was what the event is all about: a high profile celebration and recognition of our students' works, their talent, passion, ideals, and creativity being allowed a public platform. The judging panel consisted of Palme d'Or winning and Academy Award nominated cinematographer Mahmoud Kallari from Iran, our very own Frank Allen, and other international filmmakers. As the judges descended to the green room backstage to debate their decisions, I was struck by how well the work was received, and that they believed it was of university level or higher. I had to explain that most work was of level 5 courses. They were extremely impressed, and chose the winners, based on production slash originality slash content and passion, Mahmoud Kallari stating publicly that the Kamerawk he watched from the young filmmaker Daniel Gill had the most exciting he's seen in years. The winners were Mama's Boy, Sarah Lafferty, Ballyfermot, and Complicit, Gavin Hoffman, Irish School of Animation. The two runners-up were Virtual Insanity, Susan Gleason and Men of the Bull, Pat Bissett, St. Kevin's College. It was an evening to be proud of, where the CDETB colleges are no longer just looking inward to recognition, but willing to stand on an international stage and say proudly, "Look at our work, the wealth of talent and creativity that exists from tutor to student that is nurtured, and we are all very honored to be a part of it." The night was not without its funny and surreal moments. For example, having to stop the showings halfway to introduce her exotic belly dancer from Lebanon to showcase her talent, Kallari did turn to me and say, "I have been to film festivals all over the world, and never have I seen one stopped halfway for such a beautiful display of dancing, and one I won't forget," then bringing in samples of Middle Eastern cuisine to a hungry horde of people. To a solicitor who came all the way from Kerry, his 16-year-old son is extremely interested in animation. They had read about it online, but were late, and missed the animated section, and they were very disappointed. So I hastily arranged a private showing in another room of the animated work, to hear his son say, "This is what I want to do, Dad," is an appropriate way to end what was a wonderful event, and I'm looking forward to next year already. The judging panel consisted of Palme d'Or winning and Academy Award nominated cinematographer Mahmoud Kallari from Iran, our very own Frank Allen, and other international filmmakers. I must thank all those who helped set up this event: Carla Mooney, Jared Flanagan, and to all of those in the Sports and Cultural Council of Dublin, Michael Collier, who did so much work making the film presentation so professional, Deirdre White, for designing the event banner, and our principal Thomas Usher for getting it printed so quickly. The tutor representatives in the various colleges, John Fagan, Garthley, Jude O'Donnell, for their submissions. All those who attended and supported the great work on display, and finally to my first year media students who worked every day and sometimes late into the evening on the entire Silk Road Film Festival. I have been told it would not have gone so well without your input and assistance. Well done to everyone involved, and to all the competition winners and runner-ups. Take a bow, the world stage awaits. Fade out. List of entries: documentaries, Curtis Entertainment, Daniel Gill hitting the custard, Emma something in a weird font ballet in Ireland, Diane O'Brien, Zara Gerard T, Cyril Eddy, Maggie Fagan pieces in time, Elaine Donnell and Robert Maguire, Patrick McCluskey, Nicole Bennett, Katie Dahlin, Men of the Bull, Pat Bissett Films, Over the Liffey, Oisin Butler Doyle, Mark Loom Milgrun, Dean Dalglass Evans, Joe Dunphy Mama's Boy, Sarah Lafferty 3. Days, Marius Radis The Cross, Adam Collins Bad Providence, Dylan Phillips Virtual Insanity, Susan Gleason Animations, Kerrud, Adam Kavanagh The Sweet Life, Marine Walsh Love is Blind, Niall Byne Reflections, Helga Christian Abjana Dotty Complicit, Gavin Hoffman Innisfree, Don Carey. Recalling an Abbey Theatre Workshop at Merino College. Christine Falls. In a year that has seen the SCC successfully pioneer a series of new events into its calendar, Merino College platformed a new event that focused on theatre. Christine Falls, a former actress with the original Project Arts Theatre Company, is the cultural representative for the SCC in Merino, and decided to use some of her former contacts to launch an initiative aimed at bringing a selection of CDETB Theatre Studies students together. The result was the hugely successful Abbey Theatre Workshop in March, which saw Andrea Rainsworth, voice director with the Abbey Theatre, join Abbey actors Lorcan Cranach and Kathy Belton for a series of intensive workshops that took place on March 12 in the gym in Merino College. Over 80 theatre studies students from Carlos Dole CFE, in Chicor CFE and Merino CFE, along with their tutors, participated. They were such a lovely bunch of students, and it was a joy and a pleasure to work with them. The workshop opened with the actors Lorcan Cranach and Kathy Belton engaging in a question and answer session on the realities of life as professional actors. The aim was to afford the students an opportunity to interact with industry professionals and see the business from their perspective. This made for a very lively session, with the actors very impressed by the standard of the questions asked. There followed a session on text and character analysis, which saw Lorcan and Kathy working with the students on an extract from Tom Murphy's The House. As both actors had been in the recent award-winning production of the play at the Abbey Theatre, the students were able to get invaluable first-hand experience on how to approach a role. The second part of the workshop saw Andrea Rainsworth, the voice director at the Abbey Theatre, put the students through their paces in a series of physical exercises designed to improve their breathing and posture on stage. They then progressed to working on another extract from the Murphy play designed to focus on intonation and voice production, where they were joined by Kathy and Lorcan. The day was a great success for all involved, and both the actors and Andrea were very impressed at the level of engagement on the part of the students. They were such a lovely bunch of students, and it was a joy and a pleasure to work with them, said Kathy. It was completely impromptu, and one of those magical moments. Working with the students reminds me why I chose to be an actor, added Lorcan. Their tutors should be very proud of them. As for the students themselves, they thoroughly enjoyed the workshop. As a result, plans for next year's event are already in train, with more industry professionals being lined up for what has proved to be a very successful first outing. The students in attendance included some of the cast of a recent production of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream from Inchicore CFE. Jared Flanagan remembers Lorcan Cranach suddenly asking them to get up and perform a scene from the play. The request was completely unexpected. The students had neither the support of costume or script. Jay remembers his pride when they stood in their black t-shirts, got themselves together, and rendered a passionate word-perfect performance for the Abbey actors. It was completely impromptu, and one of those magical moments, he said, when you find yourself in a room full of creativity and something happens. I'm sure we will all remember that day in the gym in Merino College for a very long time. Sport by Louise Brown. The CDETB Sports and Cultural Council sporting calendar kicked off in October 2013 with the Senior Girls Gaelic Football Blitz, with Inchicore College winning the Ritter Clifford Trophy at the CDETB Sports Grounds in Terenure. Inchicore faced Crumlin in a well-contested final, with Inchicore winning on a scoreline of 3-2, 13-4, 2-0. Carlag McKeon was outstanding for Crumlin, but exceptional play from Inchicore's Eiling Pike, Kelly Hamilton and Cyrus Smith, who was the referee's choice of player of the tournament, proved the difference between the sides. Boys GAA Football Finals Minor Perpetual Cup Final. Larkin Community College 4-10, Kyle Moore College 2-9. After extra time, Larkin had to pull out all the stops in the minor final to beat Kyle Moore College 4-10, 2-9 after extra time. Kyle Moore had one hand on the cup, leading 2-8, 2-5 deep into injury time before Cameron Ledwidge found the net for Larkin to take the game into extra time. 3 points on the bounce from Larkin's Dylan O'Neill, and 1-1 from Ledwidge after the rest dart sealed the win for Larkin despite excellent scores earlier in the game from Kyle Moore's Cesar Valentine Muratov, Luke Murtagh, Brian Coombe and Callum Ennis. Intermediate Perpetual Cup Final Larkin Community College 2-11 Carlos Dolle 2-3. An inspired display from Larkin's Robbie McCabe, who scored 8 points, a goal apiece from Conal Aller and Austin Lynch, and scores from Anthony Hand and Sean Gorman handed Larkin the Intermediate Perpetual Cup with a 2-11, 2-3 win against Carlos Dolle. Junior Perpetual Cup Final Carlos Dolle 4-9 Larkin Community College 3-3. In the junior decider, Carlos Dolle got their revenge over Larkin with an imposing 4-9, 3-3 win. Jordan Dolling led the charge for Dolle, scoring 1-3 alongside Michael Tyrrell's 1-1, and further goals from Jojo McDonald and Sean Tyrrell. SCC Cross Country Championships. Larkin Community College, in Chicoursie FE, and Kyle Moore College took home various schools' titles in November at a cold and windy Phoenix Park. Larkin Community College were crowned overall school champions, in Chicoursie FE excelled in both of the senior races, while Kyle Moore College claimed the minor girls' title. In the individual performances of the day, Larkin's Michelle Fadener, Kyle Moore's Aaron Bynum, and in Chicoursie Jade Corcoran and George Brady topped the list. In the minor 1,000-meter girls' final, Michelle Fadener passed Chloe Finn in the last 50 meters to claim gold. Kyle Moore's and Bynum and Larkin's Camel Gorka and David Dykus battled it out in the boys' minor 1,000-meter race, with Bynum out-sprinting Gorka in the final 50 meters. The senior races were dominated by Chicoursie FE students Jade Corcoran and Rachel Duffy, who took gold and silver respectively. In Chicoursie, George Brady and Ryan Kiernan went head-to-head in the 3,000 meters race, which Brady won with a sprint finish. Larkin did the treble in the girls' junior 1,000-meter race. Laura Fitzgerald, gold. Jennifer Corrigan took silver. Roslyn O'Mahony, bronze. Alongside victory for Larkin's Fiddle Trawar and Jonathan Anine, silver, in the boys' junior final. Larkin's Tiffany Hewey and Sinead Maguire finished joint first ahead of Sarah Govan of Carlos Dolle in the intermediate final, while Larkin's Sian Dunn won the boys' 2000 intermediate title. Table Tennis Championships. Mirren O'College won the junior title, with Kyle Moore College retaining their minor and intermediate titles at the Table Tennis Championships. Mirino's captain Alex Giurgela had a two-set win. Adrian Kreta then beat Luke Coogan before Mirino's Madeline Opria won the third game in the junior finale. Intermediate holders Kyle Moore faced Larkin Community College, with Kyle Moore's Aaron Mulvaney overcoming Larkin's Anthony Hand 11-5, 11-7. Larkin's Sian Bynum leveled the match. In the vital match, Kyle Moore's Keith Swain saw off Larkin's Tim Irumber 11-6, 11-7 to win the title. Carl Astian took on Kyle Moore in the minor decider. Nathan Kiernan gave Ian a first set lead, 11-8, however Kyle Moore's Jimmy Ennis won the second 11-7 and the final set 11-9 in the deciding game to retain the minor title. Badminton Finals. Larkin Community College, Intermediate, Carlos Dolle, Jr., and Mirino College, Minor, all shared the spoils at the badminton finals. Larkin faced Gillet in the intermediate final. Gillet won the boys' singles match, however Larkin hit back when Shauna Mitchell beat Eileen Brady. Larkin extended their lead when Ramassoni and Vlad Sosianu won the boys' doubles before the mixed doubles pairing off Mitchell and Keith Gifford overcame Brady and Cahill to lift the shield. Dulé's junior team overhauled Larkin with impressive showings from their captain Daryl Maxwell, Chelsea Adamson, Nathan Finn, Dean Barrett, Sorka O'Kelly and Tara Flynn in the junior final. Dulé's girls' double team of Tara Flynn and Sorka O'Kelly were too strong for Larkin's Jennifer Corrigan and Denise Hopkins to round off a fine day for Dulé's junior players. Mirren O'College secured the minor title against Larkin Community College. The standout game was the girls' doubles between Merino Sumana Begum and Iksha Ramzan and Larkin Shannon Emmett and Sayois McArdle. Basketball Finals. The National Basketball Arena hosted the basketball finals where Larkin Community College had a hat-trick of wins in the boys' minor, junior and intermediate titles. The Larkin girls won the minor shield. Reigning champions Presentation College Terenure defended their junior and intermediate titles with exceptional displays from Nicole Walsh and Camille Gabar. Balsbridge CFE put in a huge effort in their 23-19 overtime win against the holders Crumlin College in the senior boys' final. Larkin face Carlos Dole in the minor final. Larkin's playmaker Dylan O'Neill, who walked away with the MVP accolade, was instrumental throughout with further scores from Brandon Daly, Wren, Camel Gorka and Wurzchis seeing off Gillet 19-5. The junior final between Larkin and Gillet was a much tighter affair. Gillet controlled the earlier exchanges with Michael Tyrrell, Graham Vickery and Sean Nalan hitting the target. Larkin's Carol Batista, who was presented with the MVP, alongside scores from Callum McGovern, Jehu Wren, Jared Black and Kaywen Yang handed the North Inner City School a 26-16 hard-fought win over a gallant Gillet side. Larkin had a comprehensive 24-8 intermediate win over Kyle Moore College, MVP winner Tamir Umber and teammates Lucas Stankitis, Halvinus Dessels and Francis Ugbo were influential in their victory. Larkin girls narrowly finished on top in a very close encounter with Priest to capture the minor shield on a scoreline of 6-4. Priest Nicole Walsh's classy display and captain Liam Dean's outstanding 10-point tally contributed to the Terenure School's 17-7 triumph over Larkin in the junior finale. Strong showings from Priest Camille Kibber, Andrea Nachita and Jill Rogers then saw the South Dublin School retain the intermediate title 19-8 against Larkin. Gustus Varnages was Balsbridge's hero hitting a massive three-pointer to take the senior boys' final into overtime where scores from Tog Basora and Varnages along with excellent play throughout the final from Ira G. Clough who claimed the MVP broke Crumlin's hearts. Bouldering Finals. Kyle Moore College and Merino College won the overall school team accolades at the intermediate and senior bouldering finals at Carl Estion in Finglas. Kyle Moore's Darren O'Driscoll was untouchable in the intermediate individual pursuit and speed climb. O'Driscoll scored the maximum 150 points in the individual event. O'Driscoll's teammates Sean Redmond and Daryl Byne finished second and third respectively. In the speed climb final O'Driscoll's outdid Daryl Byne to claim the double, while Ryan Farley took third spot. Danielle Doran excelled to win the double in the girls' intermediate competition for Kyle Moore College. Merino's Courtney Nalan tasted double success in the senior event with a faultless display from Nalan and her colleague Katrina Kornilova to finish joint first in the individual contest. Nalan faced her colleague Kornilova in the speed climb finale. Nalan led from the start, to claim her second title of the day. Swimming Championships. Larkin Community College made a splash, by winning the overall school's titles at the annual swimming championship at the ALSAA Sports Club at Dublin Airport. Crumlin College, who soared to victory in the senior competition, Kyle Moore College, Merino College, Carl Estion and Carlos Dole also tasted individual success inside the pool. Larkin dominated the boys' minor races with Mario George, backstroke, Adam Uziel, front crawl, Camel Gorka, breaststroke, all winning gold. Another hat-trick of victories came for Larkin in the boys' junior category courtesy of Diane Piggott, backstroke, Tony Miller, front crawl, and Jamie Harris, breaststroke, before adding the medley and freestyle relays on both fronts. Carlos Dole's Paul Duffy first place finish in the backstroke denied Larkin a clean sweep at intermediate despite Robbie McCabe, front crawl, and Tim Avirobjov's breaststroke success for Larkin. In the girls' minor and junior competition Larkin's Ali Grouse, Hannah Althorn, Lauren Fitzgerald and Jennifer Corrigan all won gold. Kyle Moore College's Katie Ann Smith took the backstroke title, while Marian Ivanov did likewise in the front crawl final for Merino College. It was double delight for Carl Estion in the intermediate section with fine displays from Megan Kavanagh, backstroke, and Jessica Phillips, front crawl, with Larkin's Tiffany Heary winning the breaststroke finale. Crumlin College's Laura Hines double gold alongside Sarah O'Meara, Luke Morin, Paddy Denton seen Lanford's success is topped off by winning the medley and freestyle relays secured the senior contest for the Southside College. Boxing Championships. Carlos Dolle, under the watchful guidance of Joe Vaughan, notched up another record-breaking consecutive boxing championship win at Dublin's National Boxing Stadium. The Belgrove Cup. Carlos Deed Soccer had a 2-0 win over their colleagues Carlos Deed Sports thanks to a first-half goal from Robbie Reid before their captain Ryan Robinson's second-half strike sealed the win for the Finglas College. Calling on all CDETB staff to subscribe to the SCC to get instant posts about SCC events, visit www.skdublin.ie and subscribe now. Submit your ideas for SCC activities to Jared Flanagan by MLSCC at cdetb.ie by SCC Mobile, area code 087-737-7693. News from Kyle Moore College. Music for Success striking a chord. Kyle Moore College launched its Music for Success program in September 2013. The program aims to enhance music education for all students attending Kyle Moore College, and is targeted especially at first years. This year every first year student took part in a 5-week taster course in music where they collaborated with each other to learn, perform, and record songs of their own choice. The recording project was great fun and the songs can be heard and downloaded from www.kylemorecarled.ie in the second level section. In just 4 months, Music for Success is certainly striking a chord. Last month the first year music class had the privilege of taking a trip to the RTE Radio Centre at Montrose, Donnybrook to hear the RTE Concert Orchestra rehearse for their debut concert with their new principal conductor, John Wilson. The 14 Kyle Moore students were escorted to the viewing gallery of Studio One to observe how a professional orchestra practice. They got to see and hear firsthand how the instruments sound, the different techniques used to create different effects, and witness how the musicians need to be absolutely focused on the music and the conductor. The RTE Concert Orchestra Facebook page and Twitter account posted pictures of the students who made lists of the instruments present and had a competition to count how many musicians were involved. It was a very exciting day as the new conductor was being interviewed on morning TV, radio shows and for an item on the 6-1 news that evening. The Kyle Moore College students enjoyed their bird's eye behind the scenes experience that they hope will be repeated with the orchestra sometime in the future. Many thanks to music teacher Lisa McGuinness for organizing the visit. Emmanuel 2014. Kyle Moore College students once again took part in the Emmanuel Concert in the Helix. This event is organized by the Archdiocese of Dublin. It gives students the opportunity to engage with sacred music from all over the world. 4 first-year students, Catalin O'Keefe, Abi Corcoran, Sarah Draga and Monsher Akadari, took part, with 3 performing solos. They all enjoyed the experience and music teachers Alan Kelly and Lisa McGuinness were very proud of each student. RTE televised the event on March 30. Minister for Children and Youth Affairs visits Kyle Moore College at 10 a.m. Monday 27 January 2014 Kyle Moore College was honored by a visit from Francis Fitzgerald TD, Minister for Children and Youth Affairs. A mixed group of fifth-year students in the first year of a 2-year course called Leaving Certificate Applied presented their general education task to the very impressed minister. They completed their task under the heading Dalai Irene, Democracy at Work. The work was later examined in the form of Viva Voce in February by an examiner from the Department of Education and Skills. The task, though written in English, was anchored in Irish with input from Communications, Art and Social Studies. As their Irish teacher Einhold came up with the idea of developing their understanding of frequently used titles with which they would be familiar, but might not necessarily understand, that is Taoiseach, Tarnaste, Sean Chomhiral, Wiriachtas, Donal, Senad, Teach to Dala, Cathayoelich, etc. The minister talked with the students about Leinsterhouse, as a building, and as a workplace. She explained how it was a family home, before it became a parliament. On her first day in the Dáil, she explained the fright she got when the Sean Chomhiral unexpectedly called on her to speak. She also discussed her admiration for Hillary Clinton, the former US Secretary of State. The importance of casting one's vote and maintaining a voice led to the students discussing local interests also with the minister, who listened interestedly about the difficulties they encounter, and she gave assurances that she would keep them in mind when making decisions in the future. A reception followed the visit, at which the principal, Ms. Deirdre Nolan, made a presentation to the minister. All in Kylemore College were delighted, and the minister has promised a return visit in the future. Youthreach News. Pleasant Street Bush Tucker Trial. Pleasant Street Youthreach recently hosted a fundraising Bush Tucker Trial competition, inspired by the ITV program I Am a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Organized by Niam Noonan, the catering classes along with catering teacher Noel Barrett created weird and wonderful concoctions such as mayonnaise cake, a garlic and fish sauce smoothie, offal, and sweet breads. Winners Shane Murray and Kevin Sue battled it out to the very end, defeating nearly 15 other students and teachers in the process. Students who took part included Shannon Fitzpatrick, Amy Dumbrell, Mark Harrison, Tommy Doran, Nathan Rossiter, David Kubik, Derek Osoloiki, Stephen Maher, Jade Paget, Kevin Sue and Shane Murray. John Lonergan visits Pleasant Street. Staff and students of Pleasant Street Youthreach were delighted to welcome Mr. John Lonergan as a guest speaker in the center on the 5th March 2014. Mr. Lonergan, who began his career in Limerick, was governor of Mountjoy Prison until his retirement in 2010, and is now a commentator on social justice, parenting and education issues. After meeting with students and being shown around the center, Mr. Lonergan delivered an inspirational talk focusing on inclusiveness, social justice, openness to difference and the importance of Youthreach within the educational framework to over 80 staff and students. Kilmainham Jail. Group 7 from Pleasant Street Youthreach recently organized a trip to Kilmainham Jail as part of their historical studies course. 10 students along with teachers Kate Shorten and Niam Noonan had a great time exploring this wonderful resource about the political and social history of Ireland in the 19th and 20th centuries. The jail, which opened in 1796, also provided a valuable insight into the Easter 1916 rising. The students were particularly intrigued by the high-profile inmate cells, including Robert Emmett, Charles Stuart Parnell and Eamon D. Valera. Our guide Siren Berry was highly informative and even spoke of how young children were also held in the prison for committing crimes such as stealing food. We also visited the chapel where Joseph Mary Plunkett married Grace Gifford on the eve of his execution. Pleasant Street Film Workshop. Youth communication agency Think House PR decided to use their random act of kindness nomination to provide a film workshop to their neighbors in Pleasant Street Youthreach. On the 6th March 2014, 9 students and art teacher Paul Coffey had a great day learning how to use the equipment, writing scripts and eventually filming 3 short films. Think House PR, whose clients include top brands such as Coca-Cola, Lynx, 3 Mobile and Ben & Jerry's, then edited these films and each student received a copy of their work. Students involved included Robbie Canning, Megan Coleman, Amy Tyrrell, Aidan Mooney, Shannon Fitzpatrick, Tricia Smith, Stephen Maher, Lean Tobin and Jesse Barry. Harmonstown Youthreach poster success. In October 2012 the Dales held an art competition, the theme was drinking and driving. The students had to create a slogan and a design for the poster. Over 8 of our students entered this competition. Some of the students designed their own posters individually and some of the students went into small groups or pairs to complete their posters. Gary Delaney and John Byrne had combined together to make a poster, and with a lot of effort put into it, they succeed in winning the competition. Both John and Gary attended a presentation that was held for the competition in the Christchurch in the Dales on the 7th of December 2012. The 2 students received a prize for their hard work and effort and the poster was blown up to a larger size and put in the local dart stations. Harmonstown Youthreach All Ireland Champions. It was yet another challenging and tough All Ireland. Youthreachers from all over Ireland attended the Astro Park in Coolock, where North Great George's Street had organised a fantastic All-Ireland event. The sun was splitting the trees as the Harmonstown team arrived at the Astro Park. All the students were both anxious and excited about the competition that lay ahead. Robbie Dolan was appointed the role of captain, while Dave Deary and Maya Harford had the management role under control. The competition started, and Harmonstown were showing great performances in the first three games. The games were tight and very challenging, but Harmonstown showed great teamwork and determination to come out on top of the group stages. The final was between the previous winners North Great George's Street and Harmonstown. Harmonstown knew that this was not going to be an easy game. With outstanding performance from all of the students, they went on to become the All-Ireland champions. Harmonstown win Tuesday night Company League. The Night League is an ongoing competition that is held every Tuesday night for all the different companies around the local area. Harmonstown Youthreach put in a huge effort in the Night Leagues. Both students and staff gave up their own time and made a lot of effort to be in the Astro Park every Tuesday night while the competition was running. Each week Harmonstown had tough competition with a lot of hard work. Harmonstown won the Tuesday night competition unbeaten. The team was as follows: Ned Gallagher, Tony Sheehy, Robbie Darlan, Dave Deary, Evan O'Connor, Alan Gorman, Glenn Fay, Kevin Coyle. Ballymun Youthreach Style Lit 2014. Congratulations to the beauty class of Ballymun Youthreach on winning their category in the novice section of the Style Lit 2014 competition in Carlisle. The theme was avant-garde, and from this the students chose a futuristic theme. Makeup application was by Megan Mark Marlon and Lynn Marley. Costume and accessories were compiled by Megan Maguire and Tanya Judge. Hair design and styling was worked on by Amy Vine, Erica Place and Lee Haney, and Rebecca Place was the model for the competition. Prior to the competition, the group spoke to the judges and explained the look they had assembled and how they had achieved it. Erica Place had written a storyboard explaining the process of the group project, which she presented to the judges also. Each of the students from the different categories strutted their stuff on the catwalk with great aplomb. Our own Rebecca is a natural on the catwalk. The atmosphere was electric and there was a great buzz in the hall among students and onlookers alike. When all the different categories were completed, there was break, during which there was beautiful food provided. Four Youthreach centers participated in the novice category and Ballymun Youthreach won first prize. There was great euphoria and yelps of joy when Ballymun Youthreach were announced the winner in their category. The makeup application and cosmetic studies teachers Evan Murphy and Deirdre Deegan facilitated the group in this competition. Well done again to everyone involved. Youthreach Transition Centre trip to Belfast. The MAC group from Youthreach Transition Centre have just completed their FETIC Level 4 module Understanding Interculturalism. This course deals with terms like cultural identity, migration, discrimination, sectarianism and the global village. Perhaps the most enjoyable event of the course was the cultural trip to Belfast on Tuesday 4th March, where local tour guides Jamsey and Pat explained why cultural identity becomes an important issue when people feel threatened, and despite the success of the Good Friday Agreement, communities are still divided into separate sectarian estates. The tour included areas such as the Peace Line, a high wall that extends right across Belfast dividing the two main traditions. The students visited a park and were shocked to find that this wall separates young children, Protestants, and Catholics as they play on either side. They also visited Crumlin Road Jail in the north of the city, which is now a visitor center, and the Clonard Monastery, where secret talks were organized by the late Fr. Alex Reid and the Provisional IRA that led to the end of 30 years of sectarian killings in Northern Ireland. Our students enjoyed their cultural trip to Belfast and recommend the Understanding Interculturalism module to students who would like to understand how a clash of identity can lead to conflict. Picture shows our students standing at the International Wall, Belfast. News from Inchicore CFEI and that merry wanderer of the night. Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, Jim Edina Hantidi, paid a visit to Inchicore College of Further Education on Tuesday, February 4th, to formally launch the College Open Day for 2014. Minister Deanahan spoke of the high standard of work he encountered throughout the college, and was very impressed by displays of dance and drama performed by students on the day. He said the college displayed energy, enthusiasm, and happiness. Photographs show the minister sharing a joke with Puck from Midsummer's Night's Dream, student Thomas Davis from Class TH2 and other members of the cast. The minister examines student art material with Christine McElroy, head of the art department at ICFE, and Philip Nolan, a local FG member who is standing in the local elections. In ICFE, which caters for over 1,000 students both full-time and part-time, is one of the largest providers of creative arts courses in Ireland. In 2013, many ICFE graduates were offered degree and diploma college places at universities in Ireland and the UK. In most instances, students received time credit of up to 2 years for courses completed at ICFE College. The minister congratulated the staff involved in the whole area of dance, performance arts, costume, and design and creative writing, and noted the open, inclusive, and friendly atmosphere at the college. Mature student trip. Wicklow Jail and Glendalough were the destinations of the ICFE annual Mature Student Day trip. 30 students from ICFE College visited the tourist sites on 5th March 2014. This gave them the opportunity to interact with students from departments other than their own. Students from a variety of courses across the college participated in the tour of the jail. The jail facilitated us with a short reenactment of a lesson in the school. The students were free to explore the dungeon, the cells, the courtyard and the mill. Following the visit to the jail, the students participated in an 8-kilometer hike up to the Glendalough waterfall. The weather played its part by remaining pleasant. This was the first time that several students had visited the historic site, and they were very appreciative of the opportunity afforded to them. Health Promotion Day in ICFE College. This year on January the 14th, ICFE held its first Health Promotion Day, which was organized by the students of the Social Care Department. The two second-year classes were divided into four groups which focused upon different aspects of physical health, social health, mental health and emotional health. The teams organized events to highlight relevant issues in their areas of focus, which sought to promote a healthier approach. The topics included sexual health, healthy eating and stress management. The event was coordinated by teachers Aideen Lister, Personal and Professional Development, and David Masterson, Health Promotion in Health and Care. Stalls were set up throughout the college to provide information, with activities planned for all students and teachers to participate in. The event was a great success, and it is envisaged that it will be a permanent addition to the college calendar in the future. Gathering of past students to celebrate 20 years of tourism education and training. Elaine O'Reilly, course director for the travel and tourism course in ICFE, describes a great evening of nostalgia and reminiscence on Thursday, November 21st last, when the tourism department held their own gathering to celebrate almost 25 years of delivering tourism education and training in the college. The current second-year tourism students played a large part in the organization of this special occasion, as part of their event management training. Past students and former tutors were welcomed to an intimate evening of music, presentations, photo displays and refreshments, stories were told, secrets shared, memories relived and friendships reconnected. It was a special opportunity to meet with travel agents, tour operators, event managers, airline personnel, marketing and human resource managers, all of whom received their initial tourism education in ICFE College. On graduating from ICFE College, many of these young people progressed to third level education, either here in Ireland, or across the water in the UK, and received degrees in travel and tourism management. These graduates are now playing a very significant role in the establishment of the tourism industry as a key contributor to the recovery of the Irish economy. Their ambition, hard work and success have paved the way for current and future students of ICFE College to follow in their footsteps. News from Coolock. Carlos Dolle CFE, Coolock, retains green flag. Carlos Dolle College of Further Education, CDCFE, Coolock, recently held a ceremony celebrating the renewal of their green flag. The prestigious title was awarded to the college for their efforts in creating and maintaining a green campus. CDCFE were first awarded the green flag in 2010, and were the second third-level educational institute to be awarded the green flag internationally. Dublin City Councillor Paddy Bourke was present to cut the ribbon, along with members of Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. Principal Mary Hickey led the ceremony with the support of the college's sports and cultural officer, Breda Dockrell. Green Schools is an international environmental education program and award scheme that promotes and acknowledges long-term whole school action for the environment. It is operated by the Foundation for Environmental Education, FEE, whose main partner includes UNESCO. Unlike a once-off project, it is a long-term program that introduces all participants, students, teachers, and the wider community to the concept of an environmental management system. Much work was done by Environmental Officer Eugistan Elevix to coordinate the college's final submission. He did sterling work in meeting with staff and students to ensure that renewal was guaranteed through the identification of litter black spots, reduction of paper waste and various other recycling measures. The occasion also saw the opening of a newly developed courtyard, a welcome addition to the Coolock campus. This project was led by members of the college horticulture course. Keyframe at Carlos Dolé. An animation seminar at Carlos Dolé College of Further Education, CDCFE, in association with Dublin City Library, Coolock took place on March 3rd, 4th, 5th and 7th, 2014. The event hosted a number of talks and workshops by acclaimed animation, film, VFX and gaming professionals at Coolock Library and at CDCFE. The talks were intended to inspire interest and to investigate the possibility of career opportunities in this expanding creative sector, whilst also promoting the new Animation Bay, HONS, degree course scheduled to start at CDCFE in September 2014. Exciting new talent and innovation developments were represented by production companies such as Studio Powwow, Giant Creative and Glue VFX. Established Irish industry were represented by Brownback Films, which has earned Oscar nominations for productions such as Give Up Yer Old Sins, Granny O'Grim Sleeping Beauty and BAFTA and Emmy nominations for their hugely popular TV series, The Octonauts. Also participating at the event was animation production studio, Boulder Media, which has earned a nomination for an Emmy Award for its work, Foster's Home for His Imaginary Friends, and has won a number of awards for its co-productions, The Amazing World of Gumball and Deltica. Acclaimed independent animation filmmakers such as Alan Holly and Ewan Kidney also discussed their work. In addition to the talks at Coolock Library, learners at CDCFE were invited to participate in character design, character animation, experimental animation and acting workshops. Meet the industry, design in Ireland today. On Wednesday 5 March the Art and Design Department of Carlos Dolé College of Further Education, CDCFE, held a Meet the Industry event for students and educators. Meet the Industry, Design in Ireland Today featured a panel discussion showcasing current leading innovators from the design industry in Ireland. This panel discussion was intended to inspire interest and investigate the possibility of career opportunities in this expanding and exciting creative sector. Exciting new talent and innovative developments were represented by designers such as Design Goat, Interior Product Design, Jenny Walsh Design, Furniture/Product Design, Room 3, Graphic Design, The Irish Design Shop, Jewelry Design, Simon Kia, Architect/Urban Designer. The industries of product design, furniture design, graphic design, jewelry design and architecture were discussed by our panel of experts. The designers discussed starting up their own businesses. Creating links with the design industry was a key focus of the event. Seached in Nagyild Talent Contest at Carlos Dolé. The college recently held a talent contest in Arkilberach campus for Seached in Nagyild. 15 different acts performed on the day, including clowns, pictured, mime artists, poetry readings and songs from both students and staff. The event was a great success, with the onlooking crowd of students and our three special guest judges, pictured, taking in competition into categories. The eventual winner in the theatre section of the contest was Alison McCarville, with a one-woman drama piece, while the winner in the open section was Jeremy Malonso, who dazzled with his display of beatboxing. Stephen Riaget's quizzed about his life and work. Carlos Dole CFE has a very active student services team which is led by Breeda Dockrell, who works with the Students' Union to organize many events throughout the year. Just a sample include Freshers Week, Meet Your Department Day, Seachtin Nagyelj Week, Health Eating Week, Film Fled, Take Me Out, charitable fundraising for the Simon events, and the list goes on. Recently the actor Stephen Rea visited the media department for a Q&A on the film Angel, his first film, and also Neil Jordan's. It turned out to be a Q&A on his life and work. It was fantastic to have such a great actor for the students to engage with in an intimate setting. Letitia Agudo, tutor, was brilliant at asking insightful and interesting questions. The students were spellbound and really involved, asking lots of questions. It was a very memorable event. We sincerely thank Stephen for his time. Carlos Dole Page's Willow Sculpture Project. Fiona Foskin, librarian with the JCSP in Carlos Dole, writes about the school's Willow Sculpture Project. Our students foster a love of animals, especially horses. Our school garden is quite empty, but it is protected from interference by passers-by. We decided it would be a fantastic place to put a sculpture of a horse. We contacted artist and facilitator Jane Conroy, jeanconroy.com/, who has a history of working with young people with behavioral issues. Jane suggested we work with the traditional material of willow. She also suggested we research the material, horticulture, sculpture and horses before her visit. The art students of second year were selected to work on the project. A central team of 12 students with a lot of energy were chosen to work on the outside piece. The class of 25 students researched sculpture, surveyed the ground, and prepared a full written project in preparation for the sculpture. The facilitator Jane worked with all 25 students on sketching, on the history of willow craft, and on planning and scaling a sculpture. Students worked outside for 5 days on the horse. They produced an amazing piece of work which has been very beneficial to the school. Jane returned for one further day, and created 3 miniature versions of the horse with the remaining students. These are to be used for display purposes at the 2014 Makerbook exhibition. The results of this project have been great. All visitors to the school are brought to see the horse. The students who worked on the project have an increased sense of self-esteem and pride in their work. The project has supported them in gaining a practical experience in 3D sculpture, which is a part of their junior certificate art exam. News from head office. CDETB head office takes part in nationwide job shadow day. Bowers and Corporate Services were delighted to support this important initiative on Wednesday, 9th of April 2014. Hundreds of individuals with disabilities throughout Ireland were afforded a unique opportunity to shadow a workplace mentor as he or she goes through a normal working day at hundreds of companies and employment sites throughout Ireland. CDETB was delighted to welcome Susan Frost, who came to learn some administrative skills in the busy hours and education departments, and was mentored by Gil Kia. Nationwide Job Shadow Day, sponsored by Irish Jobs IE, is organised by the Irish Association of Supported Employment, IAS, promoting employment rights and access to work and training for all people with a disability in Ireland. Everyone from local businesses, community organizations to government departments, celebrity chefs and TV personalities got involved in this day to show their commitment to inclusion in the workplace by taking part on the day. Congratulations to Gil Kia for taking the initiative, and well done to Calm McGuinness, John Oshie, Dave McCarthy and Audrey Matthews, who took time out to show Susan some aspects of their working day. Picture shows Susan, right, with her mentor Gil, left, who both thoroughly enjoyed the job shadow experience and learned a lot. For more information on Job Shadow Day, visit www.is.ie. Greening the Town Hall. This year, for the first time, our historic head office, the Town Hall, was lit in green to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The Town Hall, designed in Gothic style by the architect Edward Henry Carson, was built in 1880. The building has had 3 roles during those 130 years. For its first 50 years, 1880-1930, it was the administrative centre of the township of Pembroke, which comprised of Ringsend, Irishtown, Balsbridge, Sandy Mount and Donnybrook. From 1930 to 1951 it operated as a technical school. In 1951 CDVC moved its head office from Bolton St. Dublin 1 to the Town Hall. Asser Easter Egg Art Hall. The Administration Staff Association invited staff members' children to submit pictures to adorn the staff canteen wall for Easter. Every entry was so good that all received a prize of an Easter egg. Among the exhibits were A Wonderful Egg in Pink by Chloe Mahoney and A Spectacular Easter Basket by Rachel Duffy Barrett. News from Prison Education Service. Abby performs at Wheatfield Prison. Colin Murphy wrote in the Irish Independent on the 14th of January 2014 about the Abbey Theatre production of The Risen People at Wheatfield Prison. The Abbey Theatre has staged a professional theatre production in a prison for the first time in its history. The prisoners of Wheatfield were treated to the production of The Risen People, a drama of the 1913 lockout by James Plunkett. The Abbey closed its own doors for the event, moving cast and crew to the prison for the occasion. Director of the Abbey, Fiach MacConghale, said the company were exhilarated to be performing in the prison, and that the event was a personal highlight of his tenure as director of the Abbey, which is due to finish at the end of 2016. He said Wheatfield Prison had been chosen as it was noted for its education program, and had a record of using the arts to prepare and empower prisoners. One of the group, Vinny, said it was the first time that he had ever seen a play, and that it had been a privilege to see the Abbey in the prison. I didn't know what to expect, but it was magical. You look at them and think, this is what I want to do, he said. Picture shows the Abbey Theatre perform The Risen People for inmates at Wheatfield Prison in Clondalkin in collaboration with the prison's education unit's arts program, where drama plays a prominent role. Clover Crosker Project. In November 2013, the Archbishop of Dublin launched an appeal for the charity Crosker. Crosker Food Bank gives food to services for homeless and young people, to local community food banks and charities such as St. Vincent de Paul. Before Christmas 2013, Crosker were struggling to keep up with the demand for food from people in need in Dublin. The Red Cross volunteers in Clover Hill were made aware of this appeal and decided they wanted to help. Through research, we discovered there is a Crosker branch in nearby Tallaght dealing directly with families in need. We contacted this branch and were greeted very warmly by Grace and Shay. The volunteers got to work and designed posters asking their community to help those in need. We displayed what ideas would be acceptable and how and who they would be helping. For the month of December, a collection was made at the shop in the prison. Each prisoner could donate an item from their own money to the collection when they were at the shop. The collection of items grew fast. The staff of the jail noticed the attempt being made by the volunteers and other prisoners and decided to get involved. The governor decided he would match the value of the donation. Several prison officers donated items to the collection. The teachers and the school each donated a bag of items. On December 19th, we invited Grace and Shay into Clover Hill Prison to accept the donation and to share in their experiences and ours. The volunteers explained to them how they took on the project, the barriers they faced and how the project grew. Grace and Shay were overwhelmed by the amount donated and thanked the volunteers for their hard work. Shay recognized the importance of the donation from the prisoners as they are often facing struggles themselves. He explained he was particularly moved by this donation, and it is something the volunteers should be very proud of. Other news. The 7th Five Lamps Arts Festival is a major success. The Five Lamps Festival is an annual event with a unique collaborative quality. Mirano College of Further Education works with local groups, artists, and residents of the North Strand area to create a distinct and dynamic festival. The students of Mirano College are an indispensable part of this venture. The 7th Five Lamps Arts Festival was launched in Dublin's Custom House on Thursday 27th March by journalist Roisin Ingle, followed by rousing and dramatic performances by local songwriter Shazoy, the Dublin Georgian Choir and a fire dance. Roisin, who lives in the area, was delighted to be asked to launch the event, and wrote enthusiastically about the festival in the Irish Times on Saturday 29 March. This year, as part of the festival program, Mirano Theatre Studies students performed Othello. Among the exhibitions running this year was A Different Light from Swan Youth Service. There was more student involvement in another photographic exhibition, the Five Lamps Framed Series, which comprised of individual portraits of people drawn from a cross-section of the Five Lamps community, including some of those studying at Merino College. The beauty students of the college ran their own event on the afternoon of the festival's initiation, the 27th Massage, a component of the body and soul element of the festival, offering a holistic Indian head and back massage. The community concert on Friday 28 March included Merino College, Larkin Community College, Balafirm at CFE and local singer/songwriter Shazoy. As well as a community concert, the Five Lamps coordinated a community theatre event which took place at the Peacock Theatre on Thursday 3 April, presenting some of Niall Gleeson's work. The community development class of the BTEI performed, Plays Time to Go in the License. The theatre performance students took to the stage for Turla Hides, joined by children from the Sheriff Street After School Education and Support Programme, and A Likely Story, with Swan Youth Service. Aside from the direct involvement of students in events, there are a great number of student volunteers who ensure the smooth running of operations. The Five Lamps Arts Festival could not achieve what it does without their support and enthusiasm. For more information, contact www.favelampsits.ie. Graduation celebrations in Plunkett College for students from St. Michael's House. Lonora Callaghan, coordinator of the BTEI program in Plunkett College, describes the joyful spirit in Plunkett College as students from St. Michael's House celebrated attaining a full QQI Level 2 award in general learning. These students have been attending the college as part of the Back to Education initiative. Under the direction of their enthusiastic class tutors Denise Kinsella and Siobhan O'Connell, learners have completed the following component awards as part of their full certificate: Shape and Space, Using Technology, Reading, Writing, Computer Skills and Word Processing. Having embraced the age of technology with ease, they are now preparing for their next challenge, which is to complete a QQI Level 3 program in Information and Communication Technology. Students were presented with their QQI certificate by the Principal Walla Kehli at the award ceremony held in the college. In addition to all of the excitement and jubilation, students demonstrated their talents further at the ceremony as they performed songs accompanied by Gary Cassily, St. Michael's House coordinator, and Jer Cunningham, music teacher, on piano. Proud family members, friends, and teachers joined in the fun, and reveled in the laudable achievement of the students. Orla Kehli commented that St. Michael's House students were an inspiration to all learners in the college in terms of their dedication and commitment to achieving their goals, and she encouraged them to continue in their endeavors. St. Michael's House students receive their graduation certificates in General Learning QQI Level 2 awards in Plunkett College. Cadbury CC take part in the Sky Sports Initiative. Cadbury CC first-year students who are taking part in the Sky Sports Initiative are pictured with Olympian Natalia Coyle and their teacher Ms. Halpin. Natalia, who is the school mentor, participated in the London 2012 Olympics, and went on from this to win the first Irish medal in modern pentathlon with silver in the mixed relay in an American World Cup. Balafirm at CFE Short Animation wins RTS Animation. A short animation made at Balafirm at CFE by Don Carey recently won the award for Best Animation at the Royal Television Society Ireland Awards held in RTE. The film will now go on to represent Ireland in the overall awards ceremony to be held in London later this year. Carey led a countrywide delegation of 142 graduates who have completed Level 5 training with Skilletb. A group of 142 graduates travelled from around the country on Saturday 22 March to attend their Skilletb graduation at the Radisson Blu Airport Hotel in Dublin. They hailed from almost every county in Ireland, with the largest group coming from Killoglin in Kerry. The majority of the graduates, who received a FETEC 5 Health Service Skills Award, are home helps. Also included was a group of Disability Federation Ireland, DFI, staff from Mayo. Each graduate brought family members or friends to witness and celebrate their achievement. Among the speakers was graduate Sabine Battany from the Home Help Office in Killoglin, who shared her experience of the course. Evan Buckley, education officer at CDETB, which leads and manages the SCELED program, spoke about the pleasure it has been for tutors countrywide to work with this committed and dedicated group of home helps and healthcare assistants who do such critically important work in the community. For further information, contact the Dublin SCELED office at 01-8322737. Tribal Shake represents Larkin CC at Junk Coucher Final. Four spectacular Larkin Community College entries got through to semi-finals of Junk Coucher Recycled competition, which took place at Dublin's Helix Theatre on the 10th of March. They were Metalistic, Labelled for Dance, Budding Fashion E-Star and Tribal Shake, A Fifth Costume, Bottles of Fun, was a close runner-up. Following an amazing night in the Helix, Tribal Shake was selected for the grand final to take place in May in the Borghese Energy Theatre. The students from Larkin Community College did themselves, their parents, their school and their art teacher Syab and Mackenzie proud on the night. For further information, visit www.larkincommunitycollege.ie. Balsbridge CFE events raise €1,550 for charities. The event management classes in Balsbridge CFE organize events during the year as part of their course. Two events during March 2014 proved very successful, raising €1,550 for charities. On the 19th of March, the Level 5 class organized a Take Me Out show in the Russell Court Hotel. There was a great buzz and much fun throughout the evening. Comedian David Omotade compared the event, and he ensured that the egos of contestants took a battering at times, all for the sake of charity. The event management student and teacher Helen Barr gained the benefits of their hard work over previous months in planning, organizing, and promoting the event. Visiting exchange students from Rock Amsterdam who also study event management contributed the benefit of their organizing experience, and joined in the fun. A total of €1,150 was raised for the Irish Cancer Society. On the 26th of March, Event Management Level 6 class organized a very successful games show, raising €400 for the Friends of St. Luke's Cancer Care. Margaret Aylward CC students get award for effort and innovation. Student Enterprise Awards winners Yetan Dogan IE, Hannah Malone and Rachel Carroll of Margaret Aylward Community College with the Margaret Ferrell Award for Effort and Innovation. Their company was called Happy Bags and their product included a selection of a bracelet, a personal reminder, an elastic band, to stretch yourself, marbles, in case you lose your own, a coin, so you're never broke, string, to keep things together, if they fall apart, an eraser, to wipe away any mistakes, and a heart, to remind you, that you're always loved. The award was presented at the Dublin City Finals by Sonia Lennon, from Off the Rails, to the students on March 13 at a ceremony in City Hall. The Student Enterprise Awards were hosted by Dublin City Enterprise Board. Carla Steed CFE Ligas Trip. 33 students are pictured preparing to leave to go to either Malta, Hungary, or Italy as part of the Leonardo da Vinci Mobility Project, soon to be Erasmus Plus. 4 students from our diploma in travel and tourism and 4 students from our diploma in leisure and beauty are traveling to Malta. Some will work at the Malta International Airport, or with Air Malta, or with the Malta Tourism Authority. Our diploma in leisure and beauty will be working in the Radisson Blue 5** Hotel and the Palace, again a beautiful 5** Hotel on the island. Our 13 professional cookery level 5 and 6 students are off to Budapest to work in 4** and 5** hotels such as the Great Western Hungaria, Radisson Blue Beak Hungaria. These students intend to work in the kitchen or in confectionery. Our 12 art and fashion students will be working in the Artament Art Studio / College in Florence. This will be the second year for our students to travel to Florence. To find out more, have a look at our Facebook page Carlo Steed Exchanges. This is a great opportunity for our students to partake in work placements for a total of 3 weeks, which is totally funded by the European Commission. A big thank you to Ligas and the CDETB finance section for all the support and assistance in making these projects possible. News from Carlo Estien. Gilt-Hatch Trip. Almost 20 students from most of our class groups and 2 teachers headed off to Carlo Estien on the west Cost of County Mayo in March. Over the weekend, all the students braved the freezing temperatures of the Atlantic Ocean and got a chance to do, among other things, boogie board, pier jumping, and try their hand at archery. Senior students attended classes to help with their Irish oral work. This was a great opportunity for them. Each of the students benefited greatly from the weekend. The instructors, teachers, and students all communicated to the best of their abilities as Gaeilge. It was a very enjoyable and beneficial week. Maesib. Peer-to-peer. To Carlisle students, all 8th Kelly and Jessica Phillips took part in the peer-to-peer drugs education program in 2013-2014. The peer-to-peer drugs education program is run in conjunction with the homeschool community liaison scheme and secondary schools in Finglas. The program trains 5th-year students to act as assistants to the facilitators of a drug education program. Throughout the program, students acquire a huge amount of knowledge about drugs and their effects. They develop their listening and facilitation skills and a wide range of other skills that will allow them to work effectively with groups. After completion of the training course, the facilitator and the trained assistants delivered the program to the second year class group KELS. DCU Award winners. Big congratulations to the 5 students from Carlisle who won DCU Achievement Awards. The students achieved awards for academic and sporting achievements in school. It was a great night and the students were great ambassadors for the school. Come bake with us. Back in February, first year home economics students in Carlisle hosted their very own Come Bake With Us. Each student invited a family member to the school to bake with them for the morning. There was great excitement and fantastic skills were displayed by everyone. We certainly have some master chefs in the making. This was followed by lunch, which was provided by the students themselves. The morning was a great success. Well done to everyone involved. Credit Union Annual Art Competition. Congratulations to the Carlisle students who did so well in this year's Finglas Credit Union Art Competition. Alicia Adams, Megan Symes and Olaf Kelly came first, second, and third in the 14-17 category. Victoria Nestor and Savannah Deegan claimed first and second prize in the adult category. Victoria's winning entry also goes forward to the national finals.